Kentucky College of Arts and Sciences podcast. Stephen Yates is an Arts and Sciences Distinguished Professor who works in the departments of both chemistry and physics and astronomy. In this podcast, Yates talks about his collaboration with Ithemba Labs, a particle accelerator facility in Cape Town, South Africa.
So what sort of work were you doing? You went to the accelerator, you said.
Do you want me to show you a picture of that?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I've got pictures. That's the lab.
Oh, wow. So there's zebras out front in the lawn.
Complete with resin zebras.
And that's great. And so what sort of work do they do at Ithemba Labs?
Well, it's a national accelerator facility. And the weeks are spent producing medical isotopes for the various hospitals and clinics in the area. And the weekends are then free for research. And so since we had an experiment that demanded 5 days of time, we ended up with 2 weekends.
So can you talk a little bit about your project while you were there?
It's a project that goes back about more than 25 years. And there's a particular kind of excitation of nuclei, where the nuclei form shapes that look like pears. And we've been looking for this for a long time. We've done experiments here in our laboratory. We have an accelerator in this building. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't know that. If you want to see it, I'll show you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've been doing these experiments initially back in the 1980s with a fellow that I worked with in Germany. And we didn't find what we were looking for. So this last experiment was to work with better equipment at Ithemba Labs, where we hope to have greater sensitivity. I think we saw what we were looking for, but this young lady has probably several months of analysis to know whether we really see what we have. It's a very difficult thing to observe, but I think it was very successful.
Is that the same sort of work that you do here?
Yeah, we have what I like to regard as probably the best facility in the world for neutron scattering at low energies. And this laboratory has been funded for almost 50 years by the National Science Foundation. But about 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years, we pretty much renovated the accelerator and much of the laboratory. And so this is the program that we have here interfaces well with measurements at other places. And the graduate students working with me, for example, have done experiments in Canberra, Australia, Vancouver, British Columbia. And the theme that I try to get through to students, we are solving problems. We don't care where we have to go in order to get information to solve those problems. So this trip to Ithemba Lab was pretty much typically of what we do. If you have a good scientific problem to be solved, you will find that you get the accelerator time to do it. And so that's pretty much what this was all about.
So you did this research in South Africa and you did this experiment. What's the grander purpose for like finding this shape? I'm just curious.
Well, there are a lot of things related to the shapes of nuclei. One of the things that people have been working on for a long time is storage of energy. So there are lots of things to be learned from this. Now, one of the projects that we're working on now is related to the mass of the neutrino. It's only by the kind of measurements that we do that you can find out information about the mass of the neutrino. If you have a process, and I don't want to get into the details here, of neutrinoless double beta decay, because the neutrino mass we know is very small, but it's one of the things that is going to determine many of the parameters in the formation of the universe. The mass of the neutrino has been something that people have been interested in since the discovery of the neutrino in the 1950s. And people have been trying to measure its mass, and the value that they think it can have just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And so these are the kind of basic problems we're working on. In addition to nuclear shapes, we have the facility to do a lot of interesting measurements, and we don't have a problem deciding what to do. We just have too many projects on our plate at the moment. And so it's a small program we have here, but people regard us as unique. We have people who come from various places around the world to work in our facility. And these are collaborations that form because of mutual interest in a particular problem. At the same time, I mentioned that we have students, that my students have gone to various laboratories because we have problems that the work at other facilities can contribute to. And so one of the things that I try to do, since we are a small laboratory, is to give students exposure to these things. And they are generally very delighted to find out that they can contribute to experiments at other laboratories. They know how to do things in the laboratory. And at the same time, we've got it pretty good here because we have the luxury, and we'll take you downstairs so you can see, but you can do experiments in your own building, and people in the world are interested in them. One of the things, the day after I arrived in Cape Town, we had a meeting to discuss the exchange programs between the University of Kentucky and the University of the Western Cape. And I was very impressed. They very much wanted these things to occur because they feel they're doing something good for their students. But what drives all of this is the science. If the science is good, then this will force people to collaborate. I shouldn't say force them, make them want to collaborate. And that's exactly what we're doing. It's about as good an arrangement as you could hope because we're very familiar with each other. We have common interests, and getting good students involved is what it's all about.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to the College of Arts and Sciences, the Department of Chemistry, and the Department of Physics and Astronomy for making this podcast possible.